This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Mark, Kusu Chuang and Sharitz Abdullah. Now, some international news for you. Despite polls consistently indicating that the Australian Labor Party would secure a comfortable win in the elections over the weekend, the Conservative Liberal National Coalition clinched victory in Saturday's tight elections. It's a surprise win for Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who himself described it as a miracle.
And his Conservative coalition is leading with a projected 77 seats, and only 76 are needed for a majority. So Labour trails behind with 68 seats.
So helping us unpack the outcome of the Australian elections is Stuart Jackson, a lecturer in politics at the University of Sydney. Thank you so much for joining us, Stuart. Now, what do you think was behind the Liberal National Coalition's surprise win here?
Well, in one sense, it shouldn't have been a surprise because the polls were in fact wrong. So we know that there are problems with polling at this time, and indeed you will have seen or perhaps see a number of different commentaries around the polls themselves. So in one sense, we were led astray about what was happening. Secondly, there was a move late in the election in terms of the state of Queensland. Certainly it seemed to be going very well for the coalition, and indeed it certainly turned out that it went very well for the coalition. The issues perhaps are the ones that got missed, I think, a lot by commentators in city areas. And really, a lot of it was about jobs and employment, uncertainty about the future, and about changing to a quite radical plan, or at least moderately radical plan that was proposed by the Labor Party, as opposed to, if you like, the devil we know in Scott Morrison.
Yeah, and of course, the economy was the centrepiece of Scott Morrison's agenda. And I think his priority piece of legislation is tax relief for half the 25 million Australians. Stuart, what will this mean for Australia's, 28-year streak of growth? Will this thwart this streak?
That's a very interesting question. I mean, Australia is very reliant upon international trade, particularly, certainly since the 1980s when former Prime Minister Bob Hawke and Paul Keating opened up the economy. In doing that, however, it also meant that the economy is much more volatile, but also if there are changes internationally, certainly in terms of Chinese growth, certainly in terms of Chinese use of steel and coal up until now, this can create volatility in the economy. So we are at risk in Australia of perhaps having shortfalls, certainly when it comes to the budget, the government budget, shortfalls in the kind of funds, the taxes, if you like, the tax take, that will be needed perhaps into the future, particularly if we are to deal with that great existential challenge that we're facing around climate change. But at this point, the economy certainly is expected to continue to grow, even if it's at a relatively slow rate, and certainly people will have more money in their pockets.
Now, Stuart, with regards to the ongoing trade war that is happening between US and China, in your opinion, how would this impact the Australian economy, especially post-election?
Well, a major change in the trade war certainly ramping up does have flow-on effects in the Australian economy. That said, though, the bilateral relationship between Australia and China is still very strong. So one would expect things to continue at least moderately well. The big problem for Australia at this present time is a slowdown in the housing market, which had been partly driven by Chinese investment. If China was to, or certainly Chinese investor were to withdraw from the Australian market, that would have an even greater impact and perhaps cause some minor recession, and certainly would greatly impact the construction industry in Australia and the domestic economy. That said, unless there is actually a hot war in the South China Sea, Australia's trade with China will continue. The Chinese don't particularly want to change that, and neither does the Australian government. So I actually think that things will continue on moderately well into the foreseeable future.
And thank you so much. That was Stuart Jackson at the University of Sydney. And it's going to be an interesting time for Scott Morrison because he's only been a prime minister since August of last year when he became an accidental prime minister. And no prime minister yet has succeeded in serving a full term since 2007 in Australia. So we shall see whether Morrison will be the one to break that streak. So it's 7:47 in the morning. Be sure to keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.